the Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The most recent State of the Bay report shows a 10% improvement in the Bay's health in less than 5 years. Chesapeake Bay Foundation spokesman Chuck Epps says phosphorus pollution levels are down, while the numbers of oysters and crabs are up. He hopes members of the General Assembly, in their upcoming session, approve Governor McDonald's $217 million worth of budget amendments to keep Virginia's cleanup on track. He says the General Assembly also needs to implement a plan protecting Menhaden.
Menhaden is a small little fish that is incredibly important to the Bay and Atlantic Coast ecosystem. An Atlantic Coast Fisheries Commission approved some better management measures that the General Assembly needs to tackle.
The cleanup efforts are part of a federal-state clean water blueprint for the Chesapeake Bay to reduce pollution by 25% by the year 2025. Epps says it could cost as much as $29 billion to restore the bay to about 70% of what it was when described by Captain John Smith in the 1600s. Virginia's share is about $7 billion, which includes federal, state, and private funding spread over 15 years. I'm Beverly Amsler.